Real Men Don't Apologize by me, Jim Belushi.
I do the dishes when you worked all day. Rub your little feet whenever you say. Vacuum the carpets and listen to your sign. Just don't try to get me to apologize. Don't make me do it. Can't push me to it. I'll end up saying screw it. Here's a word to the wise. Real men don't apologize.
Be all that Ditka says you can be. Before you scoff and say to yourself, what advice can Jim Belushi, beloved international superstar of stage and screen, give to me? The answer is simple. Hope. I want to let you in on a little secret. I wasn't always the man you see today. There was a time in my life, believe it or not, when I was at rock bottom. I was a loser. And it's because of those experiences that I'm able to relate to you guys out there looking for a little guidance, a little help. I'm going to tell you a story about a dinner I had with Mike Ditka. First, let me set the stage. The year was 1987. I was working on a little movie called Red Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, not a year earlier, my beloved Chicago Bears had danced the triumphant Super Bowl shuffle, but they failed to repeat, losing the New York Giants squad. The loss saddened me greatly, and film's director Walter Hill visited me in my trailer, you know, to cheer me up. Walter told me he had just had a dream about a movie for me to make. In this movie, I play myself. Now, the film begins at my breakfast table. My wife is serving me 6 eggs over easy and 3 Polish sausages. But you know what? I can't eat.